Kiva Eger, this is brought down in the Blue Rab Kiva Eger's page Tzadike, right here in Masechta Sanhedrin, brings that he saw a beautiful ha'ara from his brother Rabbunim Eger. So Rabbunim Eger was Kiveger's brother. He was also the Chassam Seifer's mechutim. He's also the Chassam Seifer's uncle, obviously, because Kiveger was the Chassam Seifer's shver. A lot of correspondence and tshuvas Chassam Seifer between the Chassam Seifer and Rabbunim Eger. But either way, he brings a beautiful ha'ara that he heard from his brother Rabbunim Eger. That is the Shvus Yaakov and a tshuva. This is a chelik of Simon Tzadik Dalet. He brings that the Maros Sosoin, one of the Kadmoinim, and his shailas tshuvas Teras Emes. He cleared a shaila. His shaila was, we know that if an eshes eshes mezana, she becomes asa to the baal, and she becomes asa to the baal as well. So he clears a sofik in his truvis. What would be if eshes ish was mezana, but this nus did not make her asa to the husband? Would she be asa to the baal, or would she not be asa to the baal? And he's mesupik, he's not sure. Meaning, is the Issa Labayal only when the Bia shafts Issa Labayal? Kishem Shasur Labayal, Kachasur Labayal, maybe one has nothing to do with the other. It's done Issa Baal, it's done Issa Baal, and it could be they're completely independent of each other. This is the Chakira that the Maros Sosin clear. So the Shvus Yaakov brings the Maros Sosin, and he says, B'mchilas Kvoy Teirosa Shal Agoyin Hanal, he forgot a Mefurish the Gemara. Because it's Mefurish in the Gemara here in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, that the Gemara said that there would be a hechatimtza with Edom would walk into Bezdin and they would say that a naira murasna was mezana simtzveitin mal. The halach is it would be edus sheyat yochlas. I mean, we wouldn't be able to kill them. And the reason we wouldn't be able to kill them is because they should always be able to say lo Israel boya lo sheini bon. What do you mean? To the extent you're telling me that this woman was mezana already, that means she's already also labal. So afifel she's already also labal. There's no kishem shasru labal kachasru labal. So the Shmos Yaakov says it's a tmiya to me. It's like a shmak a chakira. It's the Israel boya tali and this about abel. It's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara it's Sanhedrin that memalaf amen aleph. Because the gemara says mefurish, right? In according to Rav Chanan, Eden Naim Rasa Shus Ma'in Rog B'Toy Shechayim Lebed Lai Shabai Lobanu. So the Gemara came out in Cheshvin that what would be if this woman was already Asa Labayla, Afilu Hachi, if the Boyal is a new person, then they would have the same Koyach HaTayna of La Oistra Al Boyal Labanu. What do you mean? To the extent that she's already Asa Labayla, so it comes out that this Bia with the Boyal didn't really make her Asa. So if the Bia didn't make her asa, like the Maros Sosin, so L'chaira, she doesn't become asa to the Baal. And the Gemara is before, yeah, Lo Yisra Baal Abano. So L'chaira, it's Mefurish in the Gemara then. It's Mefurish in the Gemara that even though this Bia is not shafting in Issa Baal, about Filu Hachi, it's going to shafting as well. So Rabbuna Meger Tainid, that Yish Lema Pashit. Maybe the case would be where the Edom would come now to Bezdin, and the Edom would say that she was Mizana with someone else, but that dad's nus really happened first. Meaning, this woman was already asa levayla. Done. She was asa levayla. And now, Edom walk into Bezdin and say, you should know, this woman that's asa levayla, based on what? A bia that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? You should know, there was already a bia that had happened Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Happened months earlier, there was already a bia. If that's the case, the Edus right now is not making her also Levayla, because she's not anyways also Levayla. She's also Levayla out to be of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But it's going to make her also Levayla. And the reason it's going to make her also Levayla is because it's Nisbarer now that it wasn't the Bia of Rosh Chodesh Nisan that made her also Levayla. It was really the Bia of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So that Boyle Takin made this happen. And if that Boyle is the one that made it happen, so based on that, it's already going to be a problem. So Kivega Kedarka Bekoydesh, a little bit beyond the scope of this raid, he's Mefalful based on one of the Tosfos in here in our Sugya Ayin Shom. If you want to look it up, the Tehen, it's a beautiful, beautiful Shtekel Teri. You can follow Cheshbon. It's very, very Gishmak Ayin Shom. But I just want to speak on one Ha'ar, and that is that really this Shiloh of whether the Isser Boil was Tali and the Isser Baal, this is something that we've spoken about over the years. And really, where this comes up big time in the Achroinim and the Chuvas from Gdoli Yisrael was with regards to the idea that if someone's Ma'anis, an Eishes Yisrael, so you have an Eishes Yisrael and a man is Ma'anis her. Is there an Isser Boil in that case, or is there not an Isser Boil? The reason there wouldn't be an Isser Boil is because an Eishes Yisrael She Nensa doesn't become Asa Levayla. So because she doesn't become Asa Levayla, so maybe there's no Isser Boil. But if the Isser Boil and the Isser Baal are not totally in each other, so then it could be that I understand there's no Isser Baal, but how could there be no Isser Boil? How could the Boil not be Asa to this woman right now? right? L'chayra, he was ma'anis in Eishas Ish, and there's an inyan of an Eishas Ish, a zinsa becomes also to the boil. Now, she wasn't beratzen b'seida, but he was beratzen. So l'chayra, his ratzen, you would think, would maybe be enough in order to create an iser. And the truth is, the Beis Shmuel and Simon Yod Aleph clears the shayla, he talks about in the context of she's an Eishas Kayin, there it's more understandable, because there she does become asal about. And in the context of where she is an Eishas Yisrael, where does this come up? In yeshiva. Ksubas Daf Tes, right? The most famous daf in Olam HaYeshivas. Why does it come up in Ksubas Daf Tes? Because the Gemara over there talks about David HaMelech, right? That David HaMelech with the Maisa Batsheva. Batsheva was an Eishas Ish, and David was, again, Kaloyim David Chata Inei Alataya, but at the same time, seems like there was some bio with David and Batsheva, and at the same time, what ended up happening? After Uriah Chiti is killed at war, David HaMelech ends up marrying Batsheva. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, I don't understand. L'chayru Batsheva is doch given an Eishas Ish Zinsa. So if she was an Eishas Ish Zinsa, how was she allowed to marry David? L'chayru, an Eishas Ish that's Mezana Tachas Baila, K'shem Shasur Labayal, Kachasur Labayal. David's the Baal, right? David HaMelech's the Baal. So if that's the case, how is the Mutan? The Gemara gives two terutzim. One terutz, the Gemara says, Mipnei ma lo yasrua, hasam oynes ha, because it was an oynes. And being that it was an oynes, so what? Being that it was an oynes, she never became asa to her husband. And if she never became asa to her husband, meila, she's not going to be asa to the baile. The iba is same. The Gemara says, "Kiyado Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yoinesen." Kol yoytzel mechemes beis David get krisus koisa biyadoi, which is of course the Gemara's has hesber in kol ayim David chati en el otay. But the bottom line is, it sounds like from this Gemara that the Gemara was masuping in this shaila. As I state in Beis Shmuel, I'm telling you a Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer Simon Yudal. This he says the chayr are the two terutzim in the Gemara that the Gemara wasn't sure why David was mutav b'batsheva. One terrorist in the Gemara said because she was only an oinus. What does the Gemara mean she was an oinus? It means because an eishes ish and nensa, there the halach is she's mutal labal. If she's mutal labal, so mil she's going to be mutal labal as well. But what's the second terrorist of the Gemara? The second terrorist Gemara sounds like wasn't happy with this. No, kala yoitzel mechemes based David means the second terrorist is masking to the maksha that really she should be also to David. It was an oinus. The Teretz says, who cares it was an oinus? At the end of the day, as it relates, klapi the boil. So we mamish have this grace of hakir over here, where k'shem shasru l'bal kachasru l'boil. You need bepoil that there should be an iser to the baal, or you don't need bepoil that there should be an iser to the baal. So one last mar makim, and that is that Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is an Eben Ezra Chelek Galav, Simin Chavav, he says that maybe, this shaila, this grace of hakir of the Beis Shmuel, which Chura, we're learning up in the Shvus Yakim, the Maros Sassim, with this Rav Kivegin, Rabbeinu Meir, could be, it's totally in a Machloikis, in a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is in the beginning of the fifth parak of Mesechta Soito. So the Mishnah says like this, G'shem Shasru Labal, Kach Asru Labayo, Shenemar V'nitma, Zoyis Teres HaKunois HaShetiste Isha, Tachas Isha V'nitma. The Gemara explains that what does this mean? Shenemar V'nitma, could have said Nitma. It says vinitma, the vav is moisef, and teaches me not only is she also to the baal, she's also also to the baal. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua said, kacho yodayru schariya ben akatzav. Rabbi Yomer, shnei pam mamur beparsha nitma vinitma. It says the word nitma and vinitma. It says vinitma, that's the word we just mentioned. It also says, va'avar l'vruach kuna v'kine sishne v'hinitma. Why is it twice? Echel b'baal v'echel l'baal. So we have a machlokes and a mishnah. Rabbi Akiva on the one hand, and Zecharia ben Akatsav on the other hand. Rabbi Akiva says, what's the Makar Kshem Shasul Labar Kachasul Labar? It's the Vav of Initma. Zecharia ben Akatsav says, no, because it says Nitma of Initma. Zokhtach Sam Soif in the Tshuva, Omna Me'oz Kvar Amarti. He says, I've said, Yorin Tzirik, that I hold that this Chakir of the Beis Shmuel, which is the two Terutzim in the Gemara, Ksubis Tav Tes, is totally in the Shail. If the Issa Boil was learned out from the Vav of Nitma, that means Sai Issa Baal and Sai Issa Boil are being learned out from the same word, nitma vinitma. So it's mistaber and it's yitachin that the only time you have an isabayil is when you have this about. If there's the nitma, then you have the vinitma. But if you don't have the nitma, then the vav's not being moisef on anything. But if it's fables under a psukin, ein pasuk is nitma, and the under a pasuk is vinitma, so then l'chur, the two psukim have nothing to do with each other. And if the two psukim have nothing to do with each other, then it's not muchach that the two things are going to be tali zeh b'zeh. The maisa, I happen to have a sefer, it's called Sefer Chidushei Rabbunim Eger. Chidushim al Hashas, Tshuvas u'Michtavei Torah. This is a sefer that was put out once upon a time, and it's a likud from different Torah from Rabbunim Eger. It's a pretty thick sefer. On the Masechta Sanhedrin, there's three shtiklach. One of those three shtiklach is on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. It's this shtickle right here. So I was going through it a little bit. This is the shtickle that Rav Kivega was referring to, and if you look at that shtickle, so Rav Buna Meger, he was mitzayin the Beishmul, and he was mitzayin Ksubas Daftas, he's all over the sugya. So the tzushtal is a posh, the tzushtal, shtechen Rav Buna Meger, the tzushtal, but it's zel b'chakira, and that is, kishem shasur lebal, kach hasur lebal. Do you need the iser bal b'poyol in order to say that now there's going to be an iser bal, or they're two independent isurin, either way, tein lechacham v'yech gamoy.